Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Online Checkbook Act became law recently. In the most recent legislative session in Juneau, Senate Bill 25 passed, which establishes a searchable online database so the public can easily view the details on state government spending and revenues. The legislation was sponsored by Senator Bill Willikowski, who earlier this year said,
"Unfortunately, Alaska has never kept pace with the rapidly improving technology that's out there, and the amount of transparency that we offer our citizens has greatly decreased. And there are organizations that keep track of government transparency, nonpartisan organizations like US PIRG, for example. They grade all 50 states. You can see as time goes by, Alaska's standing grading decreased to the point where in 2014, we got an F rating, which is the lowest rating. And eventually we became the worst, if not tied with the worst in the nation in terms of our government transparency, the online checkbook that we offer.
All U.S. states make information on state expenditures and revenues available online, but the state of Alaska doesn't have a centralized location where the data is maintained. The state provides that data in various spreadsheets and web pages on government websites, and in some cases, financial data updates were inconsistent and web pages periodically inaccessible. The bill expands the amount of online financial information and requires its continual availability from a single searchable website. The bill, because it wasn't signed or vetoed, became law automatically without the governor's signature under the guidelines of the state constitution. The online checkbook is required to be made available by October the 1st. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. The earliest date that a special election can be held per Kenai Peninsula Borough Code is January the 9th of 2023. This according to a memorandum document sent to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly from Borough Clerk Johnny Blankenship. This is part of a discussion item that's on the agenda for the Tuesday, September 20th Policies and Procedures Committee from the Borough Assembly Chambers. It begins at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 20th, in case you're interested in attending both in person or virtually. In addition, Blankenship's proposed election schedule includes Tuesday, October 11th of this year, the introduction of an ordinance appropriating funds and calling for a special election, and on Tuesday, October the 25th, enacting an ordinance appropriating funds and calling for a special election. Additionally, October 31st through November 14th will be the candidate filing period. Blankenship adds, if this proposed schedule is confirmed, January 17th of 2023 will be an assembly meeting certifying the results of said special election, with the 30th being the date a special mayoral runoff election will be held if no candidate receives 50% plus one vote of the votes cast at that special mayoral election. A special mayoral runoff election will have to be conducted no later than 2 weeks after the special mayoral election is certified. $250,000 is the proposed minimum to cover both the special election and the runoff election if required. In signing the timing of the special elections, Borough Code states the Assembly may call a special election at any time at least 75 days prior to the date of the election. Unless the Assembly has set a date for a required special election, the election supervisor shall call a special election when required by law or ordinance to place an initiative, referendum, recall, or other question before the voters. Additionally, statute says that a vacancy in the office of mayor occurring 6 months before regular election shall be filled by a governing body. The person appointed serves until the next regular election, when a successor is elected to serve the balance of that term. Details, RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.